Music later, Z99.
Good morning.
Breakfast Buzz, it's, where are we here? 921, Jason and Katie.
Hi.
I'm ready for the weekend. I'm very proud of myself for not having a smoke, man. I can't believe
it. I know. You know what? I'm proud of you because the only day this week that you've been really, really irritated mm-hmm. was the second day.
Yes.
And I was really proud of you because I was nervous.
Yes, you should have been nervous.
I almost didn't want to come in on Wednesday because of what happened on Tuesday.
It was just kind of getting used to how things work. We've got Miss Jen in here from the Cayman Islands Cancer Society, and Miss Alex, who is a smoking cessation specialist. Is that what I would say?
That sounds really good.
Here, get her in on that.
Mental health counselor.
Mental health counselor. There you go.
There she is.
Miss Alex, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Jason, and congratulations.
Thank you. Miss Jen, you're looking lovely as always. We got to get some more microphones
great,
for this lady.
Thank you very much. I dressed for you, Jason, you know.
Now, I reached out to you earlier this week to see if what the Cayman Islands Cancer Society may offer as far as quit and smoke and help. And you've presented us with Miss Alex. Is she the best?
Yes, Alex is the very best. Alex was a volunteer counselor for the Cancer Society. For 9 years, she devoted herself to helping us.
And then she got her PR, and she's like, I'm ready to get paid now.
She is a devoted volunteer forever.
Yeah, right.
And one of the things that people came to us and asked about was smoking cessation.
Yeah.
And fortunately, she's somebody who has personal experience, and then she has actual training in that area.
Right.
So she has been a godsend to so many people who have wanted to quit smoking.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I don't know how I did it, Miss Alex. I just woke up. And you know what it was? What it was Sunday, this past Sunday.
Right.
And I don't say I've quit smoking. I say I've retired from smoking.
Yeah.
It's a good term.
Because I was really good at smoking, and I'm not sure. I may come back into it. You know, who knows? I may come out of retirement. But for right now, I'm feeling like I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And now I've got a week under my belt. I would feel bad now cheating. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's interesting, you know, 72 hours after you quit.
Yeah.
Your body is at that place where you're 100% nicotine free.
Right. Can we watch that? Like, it's just our microphone is really
not working.
It should be okay. Yeah. You know how you were saying?
Yeah.
It was on Wednesday how you could smell things.
Yeah, but that I'm
differently. But no, she has on here, after 48 hours, your damaged nerve endings have started to regrow and your sense of smell and taste are beginning to return to normal.
That happened.
It was like the weirdest thing. He's like, Katie, I can smell how gross it is
stinks.
In here now.
I walked outside, I'm like, what's that stench? It stinks outside.
Well, there's the dumpster right around the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
For Hurley's, yeah. He could start to smell things again, and I'm like,
welcome back
to the real world.
That soon? Is that real? That soon after?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
48 hours.
48 hours. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I have to say, Jason, sadly, people who smoke aren't always conscious of the fact that they themselves smell like cigarettes.
Yeah.
Smell.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I've had people who quit smoking say, my gosh, I suddenly can smell, and I've smelled the bad smell, and it is me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I was aware. I know that smoking stinks. I know you can't smell it on yourself.
Yeah.
But I was just really taken back by just little things that I've never really noticed, you know, how powerful they smell.
Yeah.
Like the stench inside my car. My car.
Yeah, your car probably smells like,
man,
like
so bad.
Stale cigarette smoke.
Walk me through, what are some of the things, if anybody else is quitting?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because
what are
like,
some things that he can do? Like, let's say tonight he's going out drinking, right?
Right.
He wants to. He's saying, I'm going to want a cigarette when I go out drinking.
I'm hoping that I don't. Is there any strategies I could employ?
Well, I mean, one of the things people are told when they quit smoking is to cut back on alcohol.
Sure.
Because as soon as you have a few drinks, your inhibitions go down. You're
stay real close that much.
You're going to be more likely to want to have a cigarette,
right?
So
yeah.
If you can limit your alcohol intake for the first little while, it can be really helpful.
Yeah.
The other thing is...
It's a good thing we're going on the all-you-can-drink boat.
Yeah.
Yes, the two-hour all-you-can-drink Jolly Roger boat tonight. That's what we're doing.
Can you be swimming along beside it rather than being on the boat?
But no one smokes that we're going with, though.
No one that we're hanging out with smokes, and we're going to be on the water, so it's not like he can run to the gas station or the bar next door to get a pack of cigarettes.
Sure. Those are
good things.
So it's looking at your situation, right? Looking at your environment, making changes in that. The other thing to realize is... That urge to smoke, although it seems like it lasts forever, it really only lasts 3 minutes.
Hang on. I can't. Can we? Miss Alex, can you scooch over and use this microphone?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to be closer to Katie.
Yeah, get closer to Katie.
Okay.
Tell me again. Now, you say last how long?
Your urge to smoke only lasts 3 minutes.
Really?
Although it feels a whole lot longer.
Yeah.
You know, we sort of in this time warp where it feels like it goes on forever.
Sure.
But that craving truly only lasts for 3 minutes.
Okay.
You can do just about anything to survive through 3 minutes and not have a cigarette.
You know what it is for me? It's not even the craving. Okay. It's just like the thought of it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll finish eating, I'll put away my dishes, and then I'll be like, oh, I want to go outside. But then I just, if I can kind of...
distract yourself.
Yes, but and I'm getting stronger at being able to say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Great.
I mean, I know, and that's what's weird, is that it's like, okay, then what am I going to do?
The good thing is he has ADD. Like, he really does have ADD, so he'll forget about it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that helps. There's always a positive to these things. Right?
That's it. And, it's amazing. And so now tell me, what about people who are using the e-cigarettes, the vaping? I know that you kind of cringe because it's not the best way. If you can get off of nicotine. But I mean, I have been helping with e-cigarettes.
Have you?
Yeah.
There's some problems with it. First of all, it hasn't really been studied, so we don't really know what you're doing to yourself.
Yeah.
The other thing is there's a possibility you're getting a whole bunch of extra nicotine.
Right.
If you're using the nicotine ones. They can't tell you what the rates are. They're not in any way regulated.
Right.
So you might be doing yourself more harm than good.
Right.
And it's interesting. There's all kinds of different ways to quit. There's all kinds of patches and drugs and things to help. But when you look at the research... not everybody likes to hear this, but more people quit cold turkey,
really?
Not using anything, than using adjuncts.
How the hell do they do that?
Well, I think just like you, waking up and saying, I want to change.
Yeah.
I want to do this differently. And then recognizing that it's really the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can get through those first 2 weeks, you're going to be home free.
I tell you, I always feel, and that's true, but for me, it's just getting over the first day.
Yep.
When I made it past that first day hump, then I'm like, okay, I'm going.
Yeah, good for you.
And now it's just kind of every day. I'm not kidding you. Like the second day was weird because you know me, Jenna. I'm always getting up, walking out of the studio, running. So I was in here for like the whole time.
He had no idea what to do with himself.
I didn't know what to do with myself.
It was like, the funniest thing. Yeah. He's like, I feel like we've done so much today. We've done so many good things today. And I'm like, well, that's because you're not leaving every 5 minutes to go have a cigarette. And the thing was, it wasn't even like he was smoking an entire cigarette.
I know.
He'd go outside, light it, have one or two drags.
Throw it, or
hide it somewhere so he could maybe find it again later.
Yeah.
Like,
I was addicted to wasting money.
It was like literally he was addicted to throwing away money because we figured it out. He spends about $100 a week. Wow. Yeah. Cigarettes.
I can help you with that, Jason. You know, if you have extra money to throw away, I got a really good cause for you.
Exactly, right?
I know. And I'll tell you how excited I am, too, because now I've seen that, like, my bank balance hasn't gone because I was constantly making charges.
He's like, I'm not broke yet.
I know.
We just got paid yesterday, and I'm not broke yet. I know.
There are some wonderful apps online where you can go and calculate how much you've spent on cigarettes and how much you're saving.
I've already done that one. I found that one already.
Yeah,
it's
a great way to watch it grow.
What now can I expect as I'm moving into week two? Like, what's going to happen? What's next? You've made it through the first week. What's going to happen now?
Well, I like your idea that you should be celebrating every day that you've quit.
Yeah.
Because lots of people say, well, I'm going to wait till I've quit completely and then I'll celebrate.
Right.
But when's that going to be?
Sure.
And who's going to be there to party with you? So celebrate every day that you've quit.
Yeah.
And so you're doing it one day at a time. The other thing that starts to happen is you're going to start to notice that your lungs are going to start wanting to get rid of a whole bunch of junk.
The lung purge. Yes,
yes,
I was reading about this.
Yes, the black purge.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I can already feel that happening.
Good. And it doesn't last forever. That's the good news. But and the other good news is it's really healthy for you because you're going to get rid of a whole bunch of junk that's sitting in there that's, if you could see inside your lungs, they're not very pretty right
now.
So being able to clear that out, the little hairs in there that normally protect you and keep infections away are starting to regrow.
The cilia.
Yeah, you got it.
Look at Vice.
He's probably watched a documentary about
it. I have. I watched a couple of them, actually.
Well, and that, you know, you're a perfect example. You're a wonderful role model because one of the things that really helps people quit is educating themselves, right?
Yeah,
figuring out, what is tobacco doing to me? How has it got to win? Why am I not winning?
Yeah.
Why can I not be in charge?
Well, I'm a slave to it. You couldn't do anything, especially since the whole personal thing. My smoking has, like, tripled. I've went through the roof smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was coming. And it's just being such a slave to that little pack of cigarettes every day. If I don't have it, I got to get it. If I don't have any for the morning, I'm going to be late to work because I got to go get them because I'll be miserable at work if I don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
And now yesterday I went into the gas station for the first time and bought a can of soda, and that was it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I know that's stupid, but the only time I ever go into a gas station, because I pay for at the pump. You know, next time I ever go in, just get a drink and a pack of smokes.
Yeah.
And I did. I went and got
good. I'm proud of you.
Right out of there. Yeah,
well, now we just got to get you off the chewing tobacco.
Oh, there you go. You got to say that, don't you? Right in front of the ladies. But anyways, yeah, it was. It's been awesome. And I how can people get in touch with you if they need help?
I work at 7 Mile Medical Clinic.
Oh, I was just there yesterday. I brought you guys ice cream.
Wow, thank you. I wasn't there.
You didn't get any.
Have to come back.
Okay. Hey, you got a nice looking staff over there. Let me tell you.
Yeah, he was recording them for the drive by creaming, and he's like, gonna have to hang out here more often.
That's right.
Wow, his vision is clearer.
His vision is getting clearer. His smell is getting better. His sense of taste is getting better. Well, we're not sure about that.
Yeah, right. It's been awesome talking to you. I hope I can check in with you again.
I just want to say one other thing. Yeah. This morning, I had heard a rumor that the HSA, the hospital, was doing a smoking cessation program. So I gave them a quick call this morning.
Yeah.
And they tell me that's not a rumor. It's the real thing.
Okay.
This week just graduated their first group of people on Wednesday.
Nice.
And if anybody wants to contact them about a free smoking cessation program, they can call.
Perfect for you.
I'm into free smoking cessations.
It's Sarah. And Sarah's phone number is 244-2889. And she's starting to take a list of people who are wanting to participate in the next group.
So what are they doing? Is it like patches and gum, or is it hypnotists?
They're doing a program that's based a lot on the Start Smart program, which is a six-week program. And they use a combination of things.
Yeah.
So they'll meet each person, be able to give them all kinds of different ideas of what can help them quit, and then walk you through a program together. So you've got the group support plus all the information.
Well, and they do that for free?
They're doing it for free.
All right.
And wait, you can get a hypnotist to take care of that? Because I would love to know
some
answers.
Those are one of the approaches.
I would love to know some answers from him that he's not going to answer freely.
It's not that kind of, it's not like a party hypnotist. They're not like
you never know.
They're not going to make me act like a monkey or anything.
You never know.
So Alex has been trained for that. So Alex, please relieve their thoughts.
It's not like an entertaining
hypnosis.
It's not like
that.
It's a clinical hypnosis.
Yeah.
And it's one of the strategies to help people quit smoking.
Can you put that thought in my head so every time I think about I want a cigarette, like
he smacks himself in the face.
Cinnamon or something.
Did we do that?
People do it different ways. Sometimes it depends on how you want to quit, right? So what hypnosis does is it helps you move away from your habit.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what it is. It's behavioral.
Right. Well, smoking is both. It's a physiological addiction or a physical addiction, just like any other drug.
But isn't its effect on the brain so minute that it's astonishing that people become so addicted to that small little effect it has?
It's the same effect on the brain as cocaine.
Really?
It hits our dopamine receptor.
Okay.
So once they get attached to it, it's kind of like, oh boy,
here
we go.
Yeah.
And so you're doing two things when you're getting rid of cigarettes. You're getting rid of the habitual part.
Yeah.
The emotional addiction, but you're also getting rid of the physical addiction.
Right, right. Well, I'd love to talk to you more. How can people get a hold of you?
7 Mile Medical
Center. 7 Mile,
949-5600, and just ask for Alex.
Okay. Alex, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Jen, Miss Jen, what, you've been sitting here so quiet. We normally.
Well, I'm so excited. I'm so proud of Jason. He's all enthusiastic and excited about this.
I'm excited.
This is a wonderful thing. There are so many health benefits to stopping. Even if you stop for like even 20 minutes, your body benefits from it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a really good thing for yourself, and I'm proud of you. You deserve it. You've got, you're married now. You're this great, you've got this great job.
That's
you're
right.
A pillar of society.
I know.
Everyone
winning
looks
awards.
Up to you.
Can somebody hypnotize me to hate Ali Kebab and then I'd be all right.
Oh, I'll see you in line there. Save me a spot. But no, it's a good thing that you're doing for yourself. You deserve it, and it's good. You should be nice to yourself.
I know. I got to get me right. I figure that's what it's time for. 36
Start
years old,
fixing
to
you.
All right, we're going to share all Miss Alex, Doctor?
Nope, Alex.
Miss Alex.
Just
stuff
Alex.
Up on Facebook at our website, z99.ky.
We should get you in on this free.
I'm going for it. Yeah, of course. Because I'd be good at it. I'd be like, probably could be valedictorian of that class.
You could. You could be like, you could be a spokesperson for them after this.
That's
if you graduate.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Let's wrap things up. We'll do the,
perfect.
We'll let you know about the free mudslides and a final check of the weekend forecast next on Z9.